On March 14th, the Writers Guild of America, WGA for short, released Writers Are Not Keeping Up, a report detailing how the proliferation of streaming services has harmed the work and livelihoods of television writers. Combined with growing concerns around the threats posed by increasing AI usage in the film industry to cut costs of hiring, writers felt their rights were being infringed upon and their work undervalued. Thus, the strike was born. Among the WGA's demands are increased minimum compensation and residuals, payment writers, actors and directors earn when their work gets reused, appropriate compensation throughout production, better health and compensation plans, and strengthened protections for writers. Shortly after, the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, likewise went on strike over labor disputes with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP. While the WGA has reached a tentative deal and many writers are returning to work, actors remain on the picket lines. However, the media industry is not the only group currently on strike. Criticizing stagnant wages and calling for the return of a four-day work week, the restoration of retirement benefits and more, the members of the union United Auto Workers went on strike September 15th when it couldn't reach new contract agreements with three automakers, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, and Stellantis. President Joe Biden recently made headlines when he joined strikers in Detroit at a General Motors warehouse. Taking up a union hat and bullhorn, Biden encouraged strikers to stick with it. Strikes are an integral tool in improving working conditions, and as consumers, we are called on to hear workers' demands along with their employers. While strikes may inconvenience consumers, the needs of workers, the creators, must be prioritized. At most, consumers will need to wait longer for their cars, films, or other desires than usual, whereas the workers' livelihood and income depend on whether their demands are met or not. For most people not directly affected by the strikes, lack of usual access to their wants is a mere nuisance. For strikers, it's everything. While unions carry the burden of a strike, they alone can't ensure their demands are heard as an isolated minority. Strikers need allies for moral and practical support alike. Because of how much is at stake for workers, creating a community of individuals who share belief in a common cause and are willing to demonstrate outspoken support is not just validating but essential to creating a more powerful message and stronger stance. On top of that, consumers striking alongside workers puts more economic pressure on employers to meet demands. The key term of the strike is the picket line. Picketing is a form of protest in which strikers gather outside their place of work or the location of an event, hoping to draw public attention or dissuade others from entering and continuing their work, or breaking the picket line. Showing support doesn't have to mean joining the picket line like Biden and thousands of others have done. Though if given the chance, joining a physical strike would be a fantastic opportunity to gain first-hand understanding and provide assistance. It can be as simple as sharing information online or signing a petition. It's essential not just to respect strikers but to support them. And, most importantly, not to cross the picket line.